Hey there, welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. If you missed last Sunday's message, I want to encourage you through the Sugar Hill Church app or through the website to check out the replay. It was super practical. It was just a great word about the importance of spending time in God's Word every single day. And as I was thinking about that all week long, the passage that kept coming to mind was found in Joshua chapter 9. It's an Old Testament passage that I think is pretty incredible. Joshua was a great leader. I mean, he really was. He followed in the footsteps of Moses, and God used him to lead the nation of Israel in some remarkable ways. In Joshua chapter 1, God comes to Joshua and says, "Now Moses is dead. Now tag, you're it. You're the new leader." And this was an important time in the nation of Israel. They were on their way into the promised land. They're going to walk into the promise that God had given them for hundreds and hundreds of years. So when you read the book of Joshua, the first several chapters are amazing. Joshua does awesome stuff for God. He follows the command of God. He does the will of God. And for all of those years or for all of that time, he has great success. Until you get to Joshua chapter 9. In Joshua chapter 9, Joshua ends up making a bad decision. Joshua ends up making a covenant. He makes a binding agreement with the enemy. This is somebody he's not supposed to make a covenant with. This is somebody he's not supposed to enter into an agreement with. But here's what the Bible says in Joshua chapter 9. When these people come to Joshua, they trick him. These people, they act like they're different than who they really are. And so they say to Joshua, "Joshua, would you make a covenant to let us live?" And here's what it says in Joshua chapter 9. It says, "And Joshua did not ask permission of God." He did not ask God's permission. Check out Joshua chapter 9, verses 14 and 15. And so here's an incredible leader who had a lot of great success in his life. And yet in Joshua chapter 9, he gets a little bit cocky. He gets a little bit arrogant. He begins to think, "I've got this figured out. I don't need to pause. I don't need to wait." And because he rushed ahead, he ends up making an awful decision. He gets tricked by the enemy. The enemy comes under attack, and because he made a covenant with them, he has to go and fight for them. And so Joshua ends up in a battle that he was never intended to fight. In fact, some of his men in Joshua 9, verse 7, they come to Joshua and they warn him. They say, "Joshua, watch out. What if they're lying to us?" And Joshua again rushes ahead, and it leads to constant struggle. And so the way all this ties together in my brain this week is the reason why, one of the many reasons why spending time in God's Word every single day is so, so important is because when we don't, we're tempted to rush ahead and we stop and we forget to stop and ask for God's permission. And if we're not careful, we'll be like Joshua and we'll make an awful decision that costs us something. And so I want to encourage you to not just make this week the commitment of spending time in God's Word. I would say make this a lifelong commitment. Say just for the next week, to say for the next week, "I'm going to do this." And here's what I would say. Here's a couple of quick tips on how to make the most of your time as you're spending time meditating on the Word of God. And the first tip is this: read the Bible systematically. Read the Bible systematically. Don't just take a single verse out of context. Don't just take one verse and rip it out of its historical meaning. There's something powerful when we read verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, and we read it in its context. Now, I'm not necessarily saying you have to read the Bible from cover to cover this year. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I would say is that when you camp out in a part of the Bible, stay there for a while. For instance, if you're dealing with something about conduct, your behavior in Christ, I would say read one of the little letters in the New Testament. Or maybe you're struggling with what is God's will for my life. I would say hang out in 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Or maybe you're doubting the character of God. I would say hang out in the book of Exodus or Deuteronomy. Or maybe you've got a lot of internal struggles. I'd say hang out in the book of Psalms. Or maybe you need wisdom. Hang out in the book of Proverbs. I would just say find a part of God's Word and hang out in it. I know here pretty soon we're going to be teaching through the book of Acts. And so Pastor Chuck and I have been hanging out in the book of Acts, and we've been using the He Reads Truth website and app to do so. And so I'd encourage you, maybe check that out, or shereadstruth.com. So the first tip is to read the Bible systematically. The second tip I would say read the Bible specifically. When you sit down, ask God to help you understand what you're reading. The Bible is God's word. It comes from God's mind. That's the same mind that created the world and everything in it. And so I would just say, as you're reading systematically through books of the Bible, read specifically by asking Him, God, would you speak to me? God, would you tell me what this means? So read the Bible systematically, read it specifically. And then here's the last tip for today. Read the Bible with sensitivity. Read the Bible with sensitivity. In other words, ask the Holy Spirit to apply the verses that you read to your life. You may find yourself reading a verse and it will literally just pop off the page and into your heart. Suddenly, you don't just understand what the word means, but you understand what it means for you. And when this happens, that's when you know the Holy Spirit is at work. So I'm going to be praying for you today as you hang out in God's word. Joshua 9 is an important reminder. Don't rush ahead. Spend time and ask God for permission. God bless you. Have a great day. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.